Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips to the PC. It is Saturday, the 22nd of October, Anno Domini 2011, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, stuff to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Here we go. The brains of people with large numbers of Facebook friends are different from those of people with fewer online connections, say neuroscientists. The researchers at University College London found that users with the greatest number of friends on the social networking site had more gray matter in brain regions linked to social skills. The findings suggest that either social networking changes these brain regions or that people born with these kinds of brains behave differently on websites like Facebook. In August, Baroness Susan Greenfield, former director of the Royal Institute, made the controversial suggestion that greater use of digital technology might be responsible for increases in the number of people diagnosed with autistic spectrum disorders. The researchers said their work did not directly answer such questions, but helped show how future studies could be designed to do so. A key question for debate in contemporary societies with online social networks is, do people use them in the same way, or are they enabling a completely different type of communication and interaction that was never before possible, said Professor Geraint Rees, who has to speak that way because he's a professor. People get worried about whether it is in some way affecting or changing our brains or the ways we interact with the world. He said it was impossible to tell whether the findings meant someone's brains are hardwired for social networking or whether having large numbers of friends on Facebook changes brain structure. What we're attempting to do is get an empirical handle using the types of data we can generate to try and start that process rolling, which is professor speak for somebody give me a big grant. Professor Rees added that future brain scan studies looking at changes to brain structures over time might help unravel whether the brain changes were a cause or effect of having spent more online social links. And they did it with MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, and yada, yada, yada. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org is, more Facebook friends equals denser brain. And the choices are, I always knew I was a genius. Everybody tells me I'm dense. My brain is like warm yogurt, and this may well be the stupidest study I have ever heard of. So far, we have 31 votes. A vast majority of you think this is the stupidest study you have ever heard of. Now, I know you, and I know that you will want to have more to say about this than just clicking on a little button. Well, we've provided a mechanism for that. If you look at the yellow box under the poll and click on Give Us Your Opinion, it will take you to another phenomenally great website where you can, in fact, enter your opinion. The question there, of course, is what do you think the number of Facebook friends you have says about you? Keep it clean. So far, people are not at all impressed with the study. And of course, that's our question to you. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Now,
but
completely, it's Mr. But to you, fella. Completely coincidentally, those numbers, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. And coupled with the jazz901.org website are the three places you can call or log on to pledge for this show. Here's the deal. We do this all year long, and there are no commercials on this station. Those of you who are longtime listeners know that there are many stations that have commercials, and those commercials can take 20 minutes or more out of every hour. Here, we don't do any of that stuff. But we do come to you a few times a year and ask you to dig deep into your hearts and shallowly into your pockets and send us a few dollars. Yes, we do have membership levels starting at $35, $50, $100, $150, $365, $500, $1,000. But you can pledge at any level. I know that many of you don't feel that you can at this point afford to pledge at the $1,000 level, and I understand that. But any dollar amount will help keep this station on the air. Look, folks, we don't get any government money.
Right.
We don't get federal money, state money, county money, local money, city money, town money. Money doesn't come to us.
Well, that's where a lot of folks turn around and say, well, you know, you're with the Greece School District. No, they only supply us with space.
And God bless them for that.
Yes, they give us the space, and they say, all right, the rest is all up to you. So maintenance on those transmitters, I mean, all this equipment, it's not cheap.
Yep.
Yep. And we rely on the generosity of our listeners. You know, a couple of years ago, Rob Linton, the station manager, took a bit of a risk putting us on this station. This is a jazz station. Most of what they do is jazz, but the weekends get a little more eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob thought that you folks would respond to keeping Sound Bites on the air by putting it on this station. And now is your chance to show your gratitude to Rob. And I'm putting it pretty baldly there, but that's the way it works. So if you give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and geek that you are, you'll probably want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be glad to tell you what it is you get at the various membership levels. You can, of course, choose not to take a gift. You'll get the member card anyway.
Yes.
But you can choose, and the member card, by the way, gives you discounts at many of our finest
area supporters.
Various number stores. You can see the list online. Give us a call. But if you choose not to take a pledge, then the entire amount can be deducted on your taxes if you itemize.
And one other thing that we're throwing in, like we did last week, anybody that pledges $365 over can then come on the show with us. And I'll even throw in the Thursday night where they can DJ with me from 6 to 9.
Yep.
And they sit there, well, that's a lot of money. Well, again, here's where Jazz 90.1, member-supported Jazz 90.1 is very unique in that we can stretch it over time.
Yep.
You can make monthly payments. So you still get the tax deduction, you know, in time for your, you know, hey, we only got two more months coming up. And, you know, getting those extra deductions doesn't hurt, especially the way the government keeps taxing, taxing, and taxing. You know, if you can get this extra little gift to be, you know, taken off your taxes, you're getting 24/7 great jazz, and you're part of the family now.
Yep. And I want you to know that I personally have been following the patented Francesco weight loss program, and you can join in too. You send us $365, that's a dollar a day. You then spend a dollar less a day at the dollar menu, at the place where you get your coffee, that extra muffin, the extra bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a dollar a day. Not only do you support great radio, including this show, but you also lose weight. It's a deal you cannot pass up. And I know there are a bunch of you out there rolling your eyes right now going, oh, yeah, they're begging again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're the people who haven't called in yet. And so your conscience is bothering you. You know how important this show is to you. You know that we can't do it for free. We do it for free, but the station doesn't stay on the air for free.
And this week we got to beat the polka guys. $400 is
that's all they made.
You know, is nothing to, you know, for us. We should be able to beat $400.
We really should. We really should be able to beat that. So we need somebody to give us a call. Hold on a minute. Somebody else will have to talk.
Yeah, I'll keep going. As a matter of fact, we're going to have to move that phone and put it over by Steve. But he's turned off. Anyways,
perfect.
There you go. He's off now. But anyways, you know, one of the things, like I was saying, you know, it's one of the big tax write-offs is one of the big benefits.
Of course, we have to parenthetically say you have to itemize your income tax return to get
right.
a deduction.
But the thing of it is, though, is that money that you're going to be able to save off the deduction Now come, say, Black Friday, when maybe you want to get that new tablet, because now you're going to have this extra deduction. Yeah, you got a little more incentive. Yeah. I've saved some money here. You know, I got this extra right off on my taxes. Maybe now I can justify getting one of those new tablets that's going to be coming out, because that's what's going to, I think, going to be one of the hot items this Christmas, tablets.
Especially the Kindle Fire for $200. Really, really nice specs on it. People have started seeing it. Before Amazon had only announced it, but you couldn't actually see it. Basically an Amazon Color tablet, an e-reader, web browser. It's 7-inch screen, so it's smaller than the iPad, but you know, for $200, it's also cheaper than the 10-inch iPad. It's going to be interesting to see how some of the other tablets come out. There was news about the HP touchpad tablet with the Palm OS. They're going to try to license the Palm OS to other companies to make their own tablet based on it. One of the things we heard about why the Palm, the HP tablet failed is that the hardware couldn't really keep up with the processor of the operating system, so it was really sluggish. But the explanation I was reading about that is that they left a lot of debugging code turned on in the OS.
So
if you turn a lot of that off, it works better. And someone was able to put the Palm Web OS on an iPad, and it worked really good.
Cool.
So it was a really good OS, hampered by not that great hardware.
Yeah, it seems like the big items so far that I'm seeing are going to be these tablets, laptops, and other things going on. Hold on a minute.
How do we transfer a phone? So yeah, so the tablets are coming big. And one thing I wish is that you get your income tax refund after Christmas to pay off your bill. Sometimes it would be nice to get that before Christmas, so you had something to buy your Christmas holiday gifts with. It's something about your property taxes are shipped out in January, and your income tax refund doesn't come until February, March, April. I try to get mine done early so I can pay off everything. It's fun. But we're just expecting to see an explosion in the tablet market, especially with the lower end tablets, less expensive models. Again, that smaller screen is something you have to decide between, whether you want the 7-inch screen or the 10-inch screen.
Yep. No, and again, I think those are going to be that and TVs. Those are, they got so many deals right now. I mean, I'm seeing 40-inch 1080p flat-screen TVs, under $500.
My main TV died last week, and I think it's because I told the story one too many times about I had bought an ED TV, an enhanced-definition television, a 32-inch CRT, big monster, but it's been working fine. Really great picture. It's been working fine for so many years. I've never gotten around to replacing it with a flat-panel television.
I got that.
It heard me, I think, and it died. So now do I haul it down to Larry to get it fixed?
He's not there anymore.
Oh, Larry's gone?
Yep.
Where'd he go? Retired?
Retired,
finally?
Yeah.
What time?
Well, we won't say the name of the company that way anyways, but he was out going to get the mail, and somebody actually hit him.
Oh, because he was on a busy road.
Yeah, he was on a very busy road. He went out to get the mail, and somebody not paying attention, trying to get around the car, boom. Yeah.
One of the last companies to actually repair CRTs.
Yeah. Right.
All right, we're going to go to the phones now and talk to our newest member of Jazz 90.1, Pat. Thank you, Pat, from Lindenville, New York. It is very much appreciated. What can we do for you today?
Well, I've got a question. I've got a Microsoft question. I'm a tech, and I work at a small hospital in Niagara County. And I'd rather not mention the name, but...
That's okay.
We've got a file share that two departments share, and they're Microsoft documents. About 2 years ago, we upgraded from Office 97 to Office 2003 on the computers that were creating the documents. About 2 years worth of documents, we can access fine from the two different departments. But when they try to access anything older than that, it's... it takes like 20 to 45 minutes to open a document in Word. It'll open fine in WordPad. It'll open fine in OpenOffice. But when you, and even if you copy the document to your desktop and it's not on the file server, it still takes that long to open the document. Any ideas?
That was minutes, not seconds?
Minutes.
Holy cow.
What it sounds like is that those documents are in some way damaged.
Okay.
I was thinking macroviruses.
It could be a macrovirus, but you know what? We have to take a quick break. So, Pat, you stay on the line, and
okay.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will answer that question, because if there's one thing we love, it's answering questions for our members. And thank you again. You can join Pat, you know, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Back with more sound bites 20 minutes after the hour on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we have our newest, the newest member of the Sound Bites and Jazz 90.1 family, Pat, who's on the line from Lindenville with a problem. We've been talking about this and thinking about it, and there's about 100 things it could be, Pat.
Okay.
But what's interesting is, you know, we thought maybe it was a virus or a macro problem, but OpenOffice usually will say, do you want me to run the macros in this file? So if you aren't getting that message, there aren't any macros in it. But what's causing it is less important than how to fix it. And I think that the easiest way to fix it is open the files in OpenOffice and then resave them under a different name.
Okay, there's a lot of files.
Well, but the point is, as you use each one,
mm-hmm.
right, open it in OpenOffice, save it, and then open it in Microsoft Office. I mean, there's a lot of files, but how many of them are you actually using? So it's as you use them, you can open them and save them again, and save them in the Word 2007 format.
Right.
Are you by any chance using a DFS file share? The distributed file system for Microsoft, because this is a known issue with that.
No, it's a Novell SUSE Linux server.
But you said the same thing happens when you copy the file locally.
Right. You copy the file right to your desktop and you open it. It does the same thing in Word. It's very, you know, very slow, but in WordPad or OpenOffice, it opens right up.
Yeah, it sounds, I have seen this many times with corrupted files.
Okay.
Microsoft spends an awful lot of time wanting that file to be perfect. And churning away and churning away and churning away. Both OpenOffice and Notepad will try to open it, and they'll say, you know what, I don't get this part. We're going to skip it. So you might want to look through some of those files and see if anything is missing.
Okay.
What's nice about that is with OpenOffice, you can often salvage most of a corrupted file. Because you'll get a whole bunch of really good text, a little bit of garbage, and a whole bunch of really good text. And that little bit of garbage is the bad spot.
Okay.
But my suggestion would be as you encounter these, you know, maybe you put them all in a special folder that says not good. And then as you use them, as you encounter one, you have to open it. You open it in OpenOffice, save it under a different name to the original folder.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That way you build up over time a library of the files that were bad, and now they're good.
I've been seeing a lot of suggestions about checking your file locations tab inside Word under Tools, Options, File Locations. Make sure all your paths are set using UNC, not mapped drives. Sometimes a mapped drive can cause this problem to happen with Office documents. If it's trying to find, you know, say, an X drive that you don't use anymore, it's still looking for that drive.
Right, if there are links in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. But at any rate, that may solve the problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Try it with one file. See what happens.
Right, I will.
And thank you again for your membership, Pat.
Okay, thanks. Bye now.
Bye. Bye. This is what we like. God bless Pat. God bless all the people who have joined.
Annoyingly, that's not an uncommon problem.
It's clearly not.
Word takes 10 minutes to open a file.
Word is very weird about some things.
But clearly, we need more folks calling us. We got to beat the Polka guys this week.
We got to beat them, and we can do it. It's not going to take a lot. All you have to do is pick up the phone. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. For those of you who are listening over the internet, and I know there are a lot of you, and particularly for the hundreds, and I mean hundreds, multiple hundreds of you who listen to the podcast every week, toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need your help. What keeps this station on the air is your generosity, and I can't put it any other way. It's not an obligation. It's not something you have to do. You do it out of the generosity, the kindness in your heart, and we need you to pick up that phone and make that call because this station needs to stay on the air. There are only a handful of jazz stations left in the world that are member-supported like this.
Down to six now.
We're down to six now, and that's barely a handful. And there's only one station in the entire world that has sound bites on it. And if you want to see this show continue, and if you want to see this station stay on the air, you need to make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need your help. We need your support. It's you who keeps this station on the air. You don't have to call in. You can do it securely online at jazz901.org.
That's one thing I should mention, though, and we should, you know, can safely say to the folks, you know, when they do fill out the information, one, it's not resold. It doesn't get used. It's strictly for our database to send out your receipt and your information for your gift and everything else. It does not get resold or anything else. It's all secure. It's encrypted. You don't have to worry about anything.
That's exactly right. And like we said, you can join at a level. And remember, if you join at the $1,000 level, I'm making this offer specially. Send your duck on a date with Rob Linton. It doesn't have to be a live duck. It could be a rubber duck. And I will go along to take pictures of the event, and we will post them online. I want to thank our newest member, Jerry. Jerry, very generous pledge. Thank you so very much for your pledge. He's actually pledging online, which you can do pretty easily. Jazz901.org. Check it out. If you are pledging online and it's not during the actual show itself, please remember in the little comment section to say it's for sound bites so that Rob knows that our listeners not only are loyal and love us, but actually are reaching deep into their pockets, you know, reach deep into your hearts and shallowly into your pockets and send us a few dollars. It's what we need. I'm going to read another news item if I can find them. Dave stole them on me.
Everything moves.
Everything moves. Thank you. Here we go. Despite a 20% increase in shipped units during the past 3 months, the iPad share of the global tablet market slipped mightily in the face of growing competition from Android slates. On an earnings call earlier this week, Apple revealed that iPad shipments for the most recent calendar quarter rose to 11.2 million units compared to 9.2 million in the previous quarter. That news, though, was offset Friday by a report from Strategy Analytics that the iPad share of the global tablet market, previously a domineering 96%, had fallen to 67%. Meanwhile, Android tabs had grown their market share to 27%. You got to know it's a kind of a sad state of affairs when you've increased your shipments 164% and you still drop in market share.
Well, when you're 96% market share, it's almost impossible not to drop.
It's the Microsoft problem.
Yeah.
You know, you got nowhere to go but down. It's clear that the iPad is experiencing slow growth, observed IDC analyst Tom Mainelli.
120% is slow.
It's slowing, excuse me, slowing growth. One reason for slowing shipments is that Apple has picked all the low-hanging fruit in the tablet market, he asserted. Many of the affluent customers most likely to spend $500 or more on an iPad in markets such as the United States have already done so. And these buyers have now moved into a replacement buying cycle, he noted. And that's one thing that many people have been saying is that, you know, you could probably...
No, these are pledges coming in.
Oh, that's all right then.
Make
it as loud as you want.
Cut me a break.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The problem is that these iPad sales are cannibalizing older iPad sales. Yeah. In other words, they had one and now they're buying the new one. That's one of the problems that Apple has with the iPhone. People buy a new iPhone, but they're the same people who had an old iPhone.
And they pass it down the family.
Right, and they pass it down the family.
Tim Cook also did say at the earnings call that shipments of iPhones and iPads may have been down a little because of all the frantic rumors about the iPhone 5 and iPad 3 that never came out.
Right. In addition, let's face it, $500 for a tablet is a tough sell these days, harder in the face of competition like Amazon's upcoming $199 Kindle Fire. Amazon's strategy of minimizing its hardware price is set to ignite the entry-level tablet segment and attract more mass-market consumers, according to strategy analytics director Neil Mawson. I don't care. If Apple wants to compete in the mainstream market, Mainelli maintained, it's going to need to... There's a lot of M's in that sentence. It's going to need to augment its media tablet lineup with lower-priced products. That doesn't necessarily mean introducing something like a 7-inch iPad, has been suggested by some observers. Apple can simply adopt the strategy that it's used for its iPhone lineup. Following this strategy, we might see Apple offer the current $500 16-gig Wi-Fi-only Apple iPad 2 at $400 or less after it launches the iPad 3 at $500 and up. So are you looking at Android or iPad? Why? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And hey, you can use those same numbers to call in a pledge. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online, just like Chatland did and Mark did. We want to thank both of you for your very, very generous pledges. We really do appreciate it. And I believe we have Chatland on the line?
No, that was...
I see. You were just
turning around because I needed more room.
You needed more room because you only had a whole page there. Okay, excellent. But
snippet. Not a whole page. I quarter these.
I know you do. You do a good job, too.
Recycle.
That's very important.
Well, that's the other thing, folks. You know, I mean, here's how thrifty we are here at the station. Like you say, you know, being member-supported, we even take the stuff that we, you know, print on, use the opposite side, cut it up, because I use it for scrap paper. When people call in, use the other side of the paper just to save more bucks.
I almost never print anything out anymore, but except for this show, because it's radio, and you find it easier to grab a piece of paper, read it, and move it on than to do it any other way. There's still that. But we do want to thank those of you who've called in. I can't tell you how appreciative we are. It's great that you folks are stepping up to the plate. It warms the cockles of my old heart to hear that you're all calling in and giving us a pledge. Both Dave and Steve are on the line at the moment. No, Dave's about to just move somebody over for...
They're on hold right now.
Oh, they're on hold. Very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling in. It's great to see our members stepping up to the plate. It's great to see that our members respect and value this show. And I hate to put it in those terms, but... You know, there are times we've done this pledge drive at various places, and the calls are slight, and I get discouraged.
Yes.
But here people are calling in, and I love the idea. I love the fact that you folks are
taking the time to do it, show their support.
And reaching deep into your hearts and shallowly into your pockets and bringing us the opportunity to continue bringing you this show.
Well, you know, it makes, you know... Like we've said before, you know, every week we get up, the three of us. And on a Saturday, folks, you think about it, you folks out there on your Saturdays, you're just turning on the radio or if you're podcasting it and that, you know, you're just leisurely listening to this, you know, as you go along doing whatever, whether you're out working chores, you're out maybe running some errands and that type of stuff. But you know what? The three of us are here every Saturday from 12 to 2 because you know what? We love what we do. We know you folks love what we do. We hear it all the time. But you know what? The best way to show your love is become a member.
Yep.
And keep, you know, it's more incentive for us to come in each week, answer these questions. We only come to you twice a year.
That's hardly even noticeable in the grander scheme of things.
I know. You know, we're not, there is no wrong amount. Some folks will sit there and, well, I can only offer maybe $10, $5. You know what?
Great.
That's fine. We had people, you know, there was over 130,000 folks that showed up at the Jazz Fest. And you know what? If every one of them had just dropped in a buck as they were telling us, oh, I love your station. You know, you guys play such great jazz. You know what? We wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
That's exactly right.
The fun drive would have been off.
There's a guy on hold. Steve?
Yeah, just give it to.
All right. We're trying to do all of this here. Oh, there's a button that's got to be pushed. All right, here we go. I want to thank Marcia, who also has been extremely generous in giving us a pledge. Thank you so much, Marcia, for becoming a member of Jazz 90.1. We really very much appreciate it, so thank you very much.
We got a caller.
We have a caller. Who is this? We don't know. Who's this?
It's Dummy Dar calling again.
Dar, how are you?
Yeah. Listen, how could you please, a request, could you please remind us every Saturday, different times of the day, okay?
Yeah.
That there, in, you can listen to your program and the jazz using the go to the Android Market. Download the app, for crikey's sake.
You're right.
The new Jazz app.
You're right. We have our very own app. Thank you for reminding me to tell people about that. We have our very own app in the Android Market. Search for Jazz. You'll find us. It's a great app. It works terrifically. I actually have it on my phone, even as we speak. And it lets you bring up all kinds of very cool information about. I can't start it now because, A, it'll make noise, and, well, B, I don't get a signal in here because we're living in a Faraday cage. But
he's got it on order, so we'll be able to get it.
Yeah, I know. But you're absolutely right, Dar. Thank you for reminding me. Those of you who are listening on the podcast, you can also listen live through the Jazz 90.1 app. Just check it out. It's a great thing. Thank you, Dar, for reminding us of that. We have to take a quick break now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 40 minutes after the hour. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 on member-supported Jazz 90.1. I like this music. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we are celebrating the little spate of calls that we got in. We want to thank each and every one of you who've called in. We are on a member drive right now. You can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or as so many of our people do, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You are the people who keep this station on the air, who keep this show on the air, and I cannot begin to thank you enough for your generous support.
That was the boss texting me that you heard go off, and that's him saying, good, keep up the work. You got to beat the polka guys this week. It's your chance to do it. You know, $400 is not much to beat.
It's not much, and we can do it.
We can
do it.
You know, these, you folks are on a roll.
Let's get the whole $18,000 needed left.
Why not? It takes one phone call for $18,000.
Right? It's a business. You know,
18,000 phone calls for $1.
No. You know,
we'll take them. Yeah. We'll take every one of those 18,000. Yep.
There's one thing folks got to realize. There's a lot of companies
out of the phone.
they've got to check. There's a list, I believe, out there.
On the website, I believe.
On the website, that there are companies that if you make a donation, you go to your company, they will match it. I believe, like,
Steve's going to find that. I'm pretty sure it's out there.
Yeah, there's a list of companies that will match the funds. So if you pledge, say, $10, tell your company. They'll match it because they're on the list to do that.
Yeah, right on the front page of the Jazz Station website. Yep.
So, you know, kind of check that out too, folks. Again, that's where you could make your pledge count double. And we could get through this $18,000.
Apple.
And nobody's business.
I see local companies doing it, but the national companies do it too.
Apple does it. So let's get all those Apple reps, and I could call you people out by name and you know it.
Yes.
Let's get those Apple reps calling in. There's 15,000 companies that match gifts. Tell us your company. If they match a gift, tell your company, and they will match it, and that doubles your money. Where else do you double your money these days? Where else do you possibly double your money these days? This is your big chance. It's a guaranteed doubling of your cash. Just give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We have David from Rochester on the line. Welcome, David. What's your question?
Hi. I have an iPad, but I'll go back. I'm a PC user, and I have a wonderful Excel spreadsheet that I use for my business. Ported it over to my iPad in Numbers, used it in the field, added all sorts of data, and came back, and I ported it back to my Excel, and what a mess. Every worksheet within the workbook was a table, not a worksheet, and I couldn't even number the pages consecutively. I mean, it didn't recognize that they were all individual tables. Is there a way to look at an Excel spreadsheet from an iPad?
And well, keep it in Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, looking at it is easy. Editing it is the problem.
Yeah.
One of Apple's programs, Numbers, allows you to convert that spreadsheet and view it and edit it, but may not support all of the different features. And one of the major features with Excel is different sheets, and in Numbers, it's different tables. So the concepts are similar, but the implementation is different.
Yeah.
There's another program called Documents to Go from DataViz. Will also do Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other files as well.
It's funny. I just downloaded that because I started searching, and I went to, and I actually have an iMac, so I actually brought that, put that into the Docs to Go, and on my iPad, when I opened it up, I only got one worksheet. I didn't get the whole workbook.
I wonder if that's a limitation of that program.
Yeah, I know. I'm just hitting a wall, and I'm going, oh, shoot, I want to use this iPad. I love it, but I might not be able to use it for my business. So, Docs to Go was the second thing I tried.
Documents to Go. That may be different than Docs to Go.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so it might be something to try.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I'm looking through their list here, and it doesn't say it's
right.
Limited.
Documents to Go is a very good product, but there are also a couple of others. One is Office 2 HD. I have not used it myself.
Okay, Office 2
HD.
Okay,
it's $8. I have not used it. I would suggest you look at it online.
Yep.
And there's a new one called QuickOffice.
QuickOffice, okay.
As well, and except for the $3 one or the $7 one, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
QuickOffice, I think. QuickOffice is $10.
No, it's $15 on this list I'm looking at. Oh, QuickOffice Pro. There's a QuickOffice and then QuickOffice Pro.
But certainly, you can give it a try.
The one thing I saw with the Documents to Go, I think I actually have Documents to Go, was that you have to have your iPad on Wi-Fi. It won't work on 3G.
A lot of file transfer programs do that so that they don't get complaints from people who run up their 3G bills.
Oh, okay, because 3G is just kind of universal wherever I'm at. But so it is Wi-Fi specific. That helps answer that question.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a way of porting over the whole workbook, although on my iMac is the whole workbook. And
But
on the iPad, it's only one worksheet, the one that they seem to have...
just the first worksheet.
Last operated, right. Okay, well, I have a few more options to try, and I'm trying to force this iPad into my Excel world.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Well, and then the other option is to get numbers on your computer and change yourself to numbers completely. But
that's true.
That's not always optimal either.
Right. My first reaction is I don't want to learn the numbers application. I have Excel down, but it will be a learning experience to see if numbers fits my need.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Give it a try. Let us know what you come up with.
Docs is another possibility.
Oh, say that again?
Google Docs.
Okay.
That's right.
Upload it to Google Docs.
Upload it to Google Docs and run it right out of there.
Okay. And is that a Wi-Fi specific again?
No, that runs out of your web browser.
Oh, right.
So
right.
We'll work
you.
Over 3G, yeah.
That may be the answer. Great. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Speaking of 3G overages, there was a story this morning on Stop the Cap. Family went on a two-week vacation to Canada. Guess how much their phone bill was?
It's got to have a comma in the number.
$210,000.
Holy mother of pearl.
Huh?
Yep.
How many
roaming charges?
Roaming charges, yeah. And this was from T-Mobile. And apparently, it was a woman from Miami who went to Canada. But we run into that here. You just run across the border, and you're roaming, and you're international. A lot of times, we don't think of Canada as international because it's 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. And apparently, this woman and her brother went on vacation, and the brother's blind and does everything over text and internet.
Right.
And she got a 40-page bill. $210,000, and they said, sorry, we're not going to do anything about it. So she got her local news company involved, a news station involved, and apparently they agreed to lower it to $20,000.
Well, that's 10%.
That's a 90% reduction. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad. We did that many years ago. We took a weekend trip to Canada. We went to, not Stratford, we went to Niagara-on-the-Lake, which is where we'd gone for our honeymoon. And left my daughter with my sister-in-law, which turned out okay because when we came back, they were all fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, we made a couple of calls, and it was very short calls because I knew we were roaming.
Yeah.
But even so, it was a significant dollar amount. And I thought, well, it's for my daughter. I don't care.
Well,
but it was still, I mean, just a couple of very short phone calls. Holy cow.
Somebody from Canada posted a comment on the story that Canadian roaming in the U.S. is significantly lower priced.
Yes, it is. Yeah, get a Canadian phone and roam here.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that the story says, well, T-Mobile said that they sent text messages to the brother saying you're pushing your limit. But the sister is the account owner, and she's mad they didn't send it to her. And I said, well, we're not going to do that for privacy reasons because it wasn't you. But she's the account owner; should go there. So it's the bill shock that we're trying to get the FCC and Jenikowski to push through. That instead of you know waiting till the end of the month and getting you a giant bill, how about just shut off the service?
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't get a giant bill. Well, because they don't want to do that.
Here's another good one. This gentleman just called. He was up around the Saint, up north in New York.
Yeah.
He was in New York near the border, and he hit a Canadian tower, and he was getting nailed with roaming charges, even though he was in New York State.
Yeah, we've seen that more than once. It happens all over the border, north and south of the border. North and south borders, rather.
Yeah, no, we watch see out when lot. You go to San Diego. You get a Mexican tower.
Yep, exactly. We actually got hit with that many years ago in Arizona. My wife traveled. I spent a week.
I ran into that in Brockport.
Wow.
I got a Canadian cell tower out of Brockport. And because I'm dialing the number, and the operator says, what number did you dial, please? Well, I gave her the number, and, well, we don't have that listed. Because I was in the 914 area code somehow.
But that's amazing. That's amazing. But I was in this seminar. I was in a week-long seminar. I barely left the building. My wife wandered all over southwestern United States, and we got a couple of very short calls from that. But yeah, it happens everywhere.
And what's funny is 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago now, when my wife and I were dating, she went on a trip to California, and I gave her my telephone long distance card, and they shut it off for fraud potential because calls were coming out of California.
But
our cell phone companies won't do that.
No. You ring up $200,000, it must be legit.
Yeah.
You know, I got a call from my bank one day saying, did you buy a bunch of fur coats in Florida this morning? No. Well, then your card's been compromised. Come in and get a new one. But your phone company apparently assumes that you want to rack up $200,000 in
and
bills.
And wait till the end of the month to send you a bill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, I guess, and I don't know that there's any way around that so
well, that's,
far.
Well, that's the legislation that, well, I don't know if legislation is the right word, but lobbying groups are trying to get this early warning program in, but they don't, the consumer protection groups say, we want you to shut off the service if we're going to exceed it. We want you to have an opt-in, so we have to authorize more service. We don't want you to just send us a text message or a phone call. Because we're not at home. We're on the road. That's why we're roaming.
Yeah, one guy just called in and just said that he got nailed in sodas.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about skip.
They've got some really good cell towers in Canada.
Yeah.
They've got better towers than we do.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Who's across the lake from sodas? That'd be Kingston, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would be. They've got great towers. Unless they're floating towers out in the middle of the lake. Yeah. Trying to get us. You know, there's a difference between the fast ferry and the fast buck they make off of those things.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it's great that you folks have been pledging. We're still short of our goal. We really want to beat the polka guys. Just 1 week. Please help us. Just 1 week to beat the polka guys. Give us a call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299.
Totally.
Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
So the maximum width of Lake Ontario is 53 miles, and that's a heck of a telephone skip when most towers are only good for 2 or 3 miles.
How far is it?
The maximum width is 53 miles. I don't know. I haven't found the minimum width
yet. Yeah, the minimum width is in there. We want to thank Edward, who was kind enough to pledge online at jazz901.org. Thank you, and welcome to the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families, Edward. Thank you for your generous donation. I cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate it. It's great that you folks are helping us out. We're most appreciative. We only come to you a couple of times a year to ask for your donations. It's what keeps this station on the air. It's what keeps us on this station. And it keeps you happily listening to Soundbites every Saturday. And all you have to do is pick up that phone and make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We need you to make that call because we need to end this drive because I'm hearing those numbers in my sleep. I really need you people to give us a call and make that pledge because we need your support. It isn't that we want your support, although we do want your support. It isn't that we like your support because we do like your support. We need your support. This station needs to stay on the air. This show needs to stay on the air. You need to make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. We need your help. And thank you to all those who've already called in.
And, this is the week that we could really beat the book, guys.
We could actually beat them. They did not do great this week.
$400 is not a lot to beat. I mean,
it's
normally
not a lot of money.
They are kicking our butt so bad.
Oh, they usually double what we bring in every week.
We can beat them
this week. We can do it. We're so close. $400, not a lot of money. Come on, people. Give us a call. Help us out. Just once. I need to gloat over those guys. They gloat over us every week. We need your help. All right, look, we're going to take a break simply because I'm getting overwrought. I need to pour some water over my head. I can't do that in this room, too much electronic equipment. We're going to take, although I should do it in front of the camera, they'd love that. Somebody calls in $300, I'll pour water over my head on camera. The $365 level, I will pour water over my head on camera. I'll do it. I will do it. Give us a call, and we'll ring the bell, too. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to be back with a whole nother hour of this nonsense right on the other side of all these very important announcements. Please stay tuned. Please dig deep into your hearts and shallowly into your pockets. And join us on member-supported. And that's the important word. Member supported, Jazz 90.1. Thanks.
Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 3 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. We had someone text us with a very clever idea, which is buy a prepaid plan or prepaid phone. You can buy them in Canada for $40. You buy $50 worth of airtime.
You can get a SIM card usually at borders and airports for that device. And
exactly.
Most of the cell phone companies will sell you an international data plan ahead of time that's cheaper than your roaming charges. And usually that's what they end up doing in retrospect. They'll sell you, you know, three or four data plans that would have covered it if you had it ahead of time.
Right. AT&T has a 2,000-minute U.S. and international prepaid phone card for about $50. So,
yep.
You can get a lot of things. Very clever. Thank you for that. I think I'll go on to the news before we start flogging you again for money. Apple smart covers are pretty cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to pick on me again.
No, not you. They attach magnetically to your iPad, too. You can lock your iPad screen simply by closing the cover. Lift the cover off the screen, your iPad wakes right up. Unfortunately, members of the German forum Apfeltalk, or Apple Talk, which is German for Apple Talk, discovered a bug in how iOS handles the smart cover that makes it possible to bypass the iPad's passcode screen. To trigger this glitch, hold down the power button and wait for the iPad to ask to power off. When that happens, place the smart cover over the tablet. Next, take the cover off again, cancel the power down, and you're in. No password required. The bug generally seems to affect iPads running iOS 5, but it's proven that the issue is present on at least some iPads that are still running iOS 4.3. It's bad news, but it could be worse. While someone may be able to get onto your iPad using this trick, they'll only be able to get at whatever app you happen to have open. And if you left off at the home screen, anybody who triggers this glitch won't be able to open anything. They'll only be able to see what apps you have installed, although they can, of course, rearrange or delete them. Spotlight is also fully functional. Luckily, Apple is aware of the issue and is working on a fix. And for the time being, you can make it so your iPad doesn't automatically unlock when you open up your smart cover. That way, even if someone uses this bypass trick, they'll only be greeted with the passcode screen. To change this setting, open the Settings app, tap General, and change the setting for iPad cover lock unlock to off. And remember, this trick works even if you don't have a smart cover. The hacker can use his or her own. So do you have a smart cover? Feeling kind of dumb now? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
A similar issue happens with Siri on the new iPhone 4S. When you're on your lock screen, you can still bring up Siri and tell it to text people and make do things. So go into your settings and turn Siri off for the lock screen. It's that convenience to the user versus the bad guys can use it as a whole.
Well, I teach a course in security, and I'm telling you how amazed I am at the number of people who don't even have a lock code.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, here's my iPad, I hit the button, and I'm in it. I get it, it's convenient. But for those of you who do that to your phones and to your tablet devices, please do me a favor and take me out of your contacts list. I don't need somebody getting hold of your contacts list and finding me. I don't need that. So please take me out of your list.
We saw Abby on NCIS able to break into a cell phone by following the skin oil patterns and recreating the swiping. There was also a note this week. Who was it? One of the security schools was talking about using a thermal camera on an ATM. They can see the PIN numbers that you typed in on an ATM keypad, and they can tell the order of them by the differences in heat values. And they said up to 45 seconds after you leave the ATM, they can still read your PIN number.
That's why the last thing I do after I get my money is put in a PIN number.
Yeah.
Or fake one.
Yep. Or use a pen or a glove or something that doesn't leave fingerprints or heat behind.
Right.
It was UCSD figured that out.
You know, Bruce Schneier.
He's reported on it from but what they did find is that the metal keypads don't work because they dissipate the heat too fast, right. But the plastic keypads do.
You know, this kind of tip, these kinds of tips, you don't get these everywhere.
Mm-mm.
You get these here every single week. We come here every single week to bring you
these
tips. And all we ask in return is that a couple of times a year, you dig deep into your hearts and shallowly into your pockets and give us a call and make a pledge. Become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family, of the Soundbites family. It's real easy to do. Just call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Of course, you can call toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And you can even pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I want to thank all the people who've already pledged. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. It warms the cockles of my old heart to see that you folks value this show enough to become members. And we are really looking desperately to beat the polka guys this week. We have a chance. We can do this with your generosity. It's you people. And you know what? If we don't beat the polka guys, we don't beat them. That's fine. As long as this station gets the money, that's really what counts. If we beat them, that's fun, but it's not the end of civilization in America if we don't. We want to thank Dale, who's the newest member of the Soundbites family. Thank you so much, Dale, for your generous pledge. And we really appreciate it. We need you to call us and join Dale. Dale understands how important this show is to him.
Mm-hmm.
If this show's important to you, it only takes a couple of minutes. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or YAM Jazz, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely and safely and conveniently online at jazz901.org. It only takes a couple of minutes if you're going to pledge online, particularly the hundreds upon hundreds of you who download this podcast. If you're going to pledge securely online, please, please remember to put in its four sound bites in the little comment area of the thing. We want to prove to Rob that he made the right decision by bringing us onto this station.
Which is totally off.
We can help keep this station on the air.
Which is totally off quirk for this whole, we are the only talk show on a jazz station. Think about that, folks. I mean, all the rest of the stuff that you hear, 24/7 is music and that type of stuff. Rob took a big risk, sticking his neck out and saying, you know what? Right on a Saturday afternoon, right dead in the middle of the afternoon prime time when folks are out doing stuff, he put sound bites. Now, he took a leap of faith. We need you folks to do the same and become members, renew your membership, and show your support, saying, Rob, we're glad that you did. We're glad to have sound bites. It's something different. I learn a lot, and I'm still, right after they're done, I still get music before them, after them. And their programming, I enjoy it throughout the whole week.
Yep. And, even if you pledged at the $365 level, it's only a dollar a day.
Yep.
It's a dollar a day for the kind of music that you don't get a lot of places anymore. And remember, you save that dollar a day at the dollar menu place, and you lose weight at the same time. It's a win-win situation. Or you can pledge at the $500, $1,000 level, the $150 level, the $100 level, the $50 level, the $35 level, or you can just take what's in your pocket and give us a call. It doesn't have to be a specific amount. We've had several people call in with what I suppose you might think of as non-standard amounts. But that's not what counts. What counts is that you called, and that's what we appreciate. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate it. People have called in with $5, $10. That's God love you. That's what we're here for we'll take your pledge in any amount.
And like I said, if they do the $365 level, like I said, they're going to be losing all that weight and everything else. They can also come and sit here with us on Soundbites. And again, I'm offering it. They can also come Thursday nights and sit there and pick out the music.
And remember, for $1,000, you can send your duck on a date with Rob Linton.
I will, you know, just sit there and let them pick the music. And, you know, I'll just run the board and they can get on and have some fun.
Assuming the music is in this library. And there's like a gazillion CDs in this library.
Yeah.
What if there's a jazz album that isn't in this library, I'd be amazed, unless it's brand new. And
yeah,
I mean brand new.
Within a few weeks, you know, because Derek is always looking for new music all the time. You know, being a jazz station, we get CDs sent to us that, you know, for viewing and that type of stuff. And it is literally from A to Z. If you folks saw this, what, it's about a 12 by 15 room.
Yeah.
And it goes from floor to ceiling, which is a standard 8-foot ceiling, row, shelf after shelf after shelf of CDs. Packed. And that's on three sides.
10-foot ceiling.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's a 10-foot ceiling.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's packed.
It's packed with CDs and vinyl.
And there's a bunch in this room as well. And there's a, I mean, they're essentially on every flat surface in this place.
Yeah.
You can't move for, you couldn't swing a cat without hitting a CD.
Yeah.
And that's your idea of a good
time.
It's
there. And there's, like on Thursday night, you know, I encourage folks to call me and request songs. And I pull them out and play it. Like that gentleman, what was it, 2 weeks ago, wanted Barbara Streisand? Hey, we delivered.
We delivered.
The week before, I played Barbara Streisand. No problem. That's why I encourage folks, you know, to call and do it. This is your program, folks. Your station, because it's through your dollars that we're on the air.
Yep. Yep. And listen, while you're giving us a call at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or pledging securely online at jazz901.org, I am going to read you a news item. Adobe is working on a fix for a Flash player vulnerability that can be exploited via clickjacking techniques to turn on people's webcams or microphones without their knowledge. The issue was discovered by a Stanford University computer science student who based his proof of concept exploit on a similar one disclosed back in 2008 by an anonymous researcher. The 2008 webcam spying attack involved loading the Adobe Flash Player Settings Manager, which is actually a page hosted on Adobe's website, in an invisible iframe and tricking users into enabling webcam and microphone access through it. Adobe responded at the time by inserting code into the Flash Player Settings Manager page that prevented it from being iframed. However, the Stanford student realized that the Settings Manager is actually an SWF Shockwave Flash file, and that loading it directly into an iframe instead of the entire page would bypass Adobe's frame-busting code. In essence, this is the same 2008 vulnerability exploited through a slightly different attack vector. I was really surprised to find out that this actually works, the student said. He said that he emailed Adobe about the problem a few weeks ago but got no response. However, the company contacted him after the public disclosure to inform him that they are working on a fix which will be deployed on their end and won't require users to update their Flash Player installations. Using an SWF file hosted on Adobe servers to modify Flash Player settings instead of a local interface is something that has generated problems before. For example, privacy advocates have complained in the past that this makes clearing local shared objects, LSOs, commonly known as flash cookies, difficult and confusing. Worried about your camera watching you, or conversely, happy about that? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, just like Wayne did from Holly, New York. Thank you very much, Wayne, for your really very generous pledge. I very much appreciate that. And let's not leave poor Wayne swinging in the breeze.
Yes, really.
You can join him. He is now a member of the Soundbites family, and you can join Wayne and all the others who have called in today simply by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and make Rob work for a while.
Yes,
he's sitting at home watching the screen, waiting
up,
for his pledges to come in.
Laying back.
Make him work. Pledge online at jazz901.org. Pledge $2, pledge $20, pledge $200, whatever it is that you can afford, we are more than happy to make you a member of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 families, and we are really, really appreciative to all those of you who have called in. It only takes a couple of minutes, and you can very easily make that call or pledge online, so please do that. We've got a couple of people who are doing that right now, and we want to thank each and every one of you. We're very, very excited about that. It's great. It's great to know that you folks are stepping up and making this show a success and making this station a success and keeping us all on the air. That's what it's all about.
That's strictly what it's about. I mean, you don't pledge, we don't raise the money, we don't go on the air anymore. It's as simple as that. Like I said, this is all, and the key word is member-supported. You hear us say it all the time, folks, member-supported. And that's the only way we stay on the air is through your membership and your generosity.
There are an amazing number of people who donate their time to this station. All the DJs and everything else do that. And it is you who keeps us on the air. They donate their time. We need you to donate your dollars, and it's very easy, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a quick break, and this is the perfect time to call because the phones are not busy, so give us a call. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks. We're back. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at, oh my heavens, 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. We're taking calls, and I couldn't possibly be happier, so thank you. Keep calling. Don't stop. We want to thank Joel for his generous pledge. He has also challenged all the other Tech Age Learning Center people to call in and pledge. So thank you, Joel, and our friend Linda has also called it a very generous pledge, and we want to thank Linda. For that, and I believe we also have Linda on the line. Do we?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, Linda, you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much, Linda. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you know, I couldn't figure out. I just got home. I had knee surgery. I just got home. So I thought, I got to call these guys.
Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm a gimp today, so anyway. So I got a question for you. On my iTouch, I downloaded Instapaper. Have you ever heard of that?
I use Instapaper. I like Instapaper.
But my question to you is, I've got a learning disability. I don't understand how to set it up.
Well, there's two things you have to do. Well, three things.
I follow the instructions and they confuse me.
Okay, here's the deal. First, you download the app to your iTouch or iDevice.
I got it there.
Okay. The second thing you do is you go online to the Instapaper website and sign up with a username and password.
They asked me if to sign up on my iTouch, and I put my email and my password, and I did that already.
Right, but you have to do it on their website as well.
Oh, okay.
So when you go to the website, you don't sign up again. You just log in with that same username and password.
Okay.
And you down, and then they have a thing to put in your toolbar.
Huh?
And they'll give you directions. Well, but here's the thing. Read the directions, what they do. The way it worked for me was I just dragged it to the toolbar.
See, that's where I got confused, and I went, what?
Right, but basically you drag this thing to the toolbar, and it's called Read Later.
Oh, okay.
So whenever you see something that you want to read later on the web, right, you're at a web page.
Right.
You want to read it later on Instapaper.
Uh-huh.
You just click the Read Later button.
Okay, because I know when iOS 5, they have something in the toolbar that says Read, but that's part of Safari, and that's what I've been using because I couldn't figure out Instapaper.
Yeah, but that's what you do with Instapaper. You go to their website and sign in.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll give you directions on this little it's kind of a button. It's essentially just a button that you drag up to your toolbar.
Okay.
You know, up to the bookmark bar, right, where you have all your other bookmarks.
I don't have bookmarks. That's the thing.
Well, that's okay. This will be your first.
Okay.
And you drag it up there to be your bookmark, and it'll say read later. And then anytime you're on any web page that you want to read something later, you click read later, and it will be available to you when you open up Instapaper.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying this Wednesday night, and I go, oh, I got to wait till Saturday because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, but now you got it.
Okay. So how are you guys?
Okay.
Yeah. So what? Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Linda, for your donation. Thank you for becoming yet another member of Jazz 90.1 and Soundbite, just like Stephen did for his generous donation. Stephen from Rochester, thank you very much for your donation. We appreciate it.
And I think we have Stephen on the line. What can we do for you?
Oh, we have Stephen on the line. Welcome, Stephen.
Okay. Say hello to everybody there, and it's good to hear Dar coming in from Canada.
We love to talk to Dar.
I know. And a little shout-out to my old friend Gary O. You know, and
we love Gary O.
Yep. Yeah, you can tell him that it was Uncle Steve calling.
We absolutely will. Thank you.
My question is that I have a bunch of old computer games that work fine for XP and the older Windows stuff, but I now have a Windows 7 unit, and of course they don't know what to do with the darn thing. I was thinking of just doing a we take and partition your drive and then load a second OS onto the other partition and doing it that way, unless you guys have a better way of doing it.
Well, that is one way to do it. The problem is a lot of the newer computers don't have XP hardware drivers. So the video driver, the network driver, the motherboard drivers, they don't make XP drivers for them. So you may have trouble installing XP on that new computer. A couple of possibilities. You can go up to Windows 7 Ultimate, is it, that adds XP compatibility mode, or is that in Pro?
I don't know.
I don't
which
remember. One of the higher versions of Windows has an XP compatibility mode that might work. Or a lot of people just keep an old machine lying around with XP still running on it.
Right. Well, I already have that. I was wondering if there was an easier way or an easy way of putting it all on one machine.
Yeah, you can definitely partition your hard drive. It's sometimes easier just to get a second hard drive to run another OS on. But you may run into driver issues.
How much RAM do you have?
How much RAM? Let me see here. I forget where. What is it? I have to go to computer.
Yeah, right click on my computer and choose properties. And that will let you see how much RAM you are, what your process processor is, also what your OS is. And Windows 7 Pro has the XP compatibility mode in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're running Home, it doesn't have it. If you're running Pro, it does. And that's designed for professional businesses who still need to run older XP programs.
Right.
I don't know how well that would work with games, but it's an option.
But if you have 4 or 5 gig of RAM, you can also run virtual PC with Windows XP mode in it.
So you're running Windows, a different version of Windows inside
Windows,
your Windows.
Windows Home Edition.
But you need to have a decent amount of RAM to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could
see what it says here. I got the RAM here. General.
You could
details.
Use
details. Where would I find that details?
If you just right click on my computer
and
select properties,
yeah, and I did.
It should be right on that page on the right. But it's unimportant right now. Those are just some choices that you have. Steve can put a link to the virtual PC business.
Yep.
This is from Microsoft. It's a Microsoft product.
That they bought from a company that built virtual PC for Macintosh.
Exactly. So, you know, if you've got enough RAM, and this will tell you what you need and everything else.
Gee, I've clicked on the properties thing, and it does not give me the amount of RAM.
You clicked on my computer?
Yeah. The shortcut for my computer.
Yeah, it looked like a real my computer.
Yeah. But, well, let me...
That's an option.
Because I've got it all open. If I click on the... I can't click on the hard drive.
No,
my computer from the start menu, or you have to have a real My Computer on the desktop, rather. Or okay. If you go into Control Panels and System, that takes you there, too.
Yeah. Oh. It really is unimportant right now what that is. If you go to the site that Steve is linking to on our website at soundbites.org, it'll tell you all about it and what you need and how to make it all work.
Excellent.
There you go.
All righty, guys.
Thank you.
And all I can say is, good luck with the show. You've been doing a great job for, I forget, what was it, 21 years?
22.
I've been listening.
22. We're hurtling headlong into our 22nd year on the air.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay.
And thank you for becoming a member. And we also want to thank both Brad and Diane for their generous pledge, and Timothy, who also made a generous pledge. Thank you so very much. We appreciate all of you who have become members of Jazz 90.1 and a member of the Soundbites family. It's ridiculously easy to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. The benefit of pledging online is multiple. First, if you're listening to us in the podcast, and there are truly hundreds and hundreds of you who do, you need to pledge now because that's not cheap to put that stuff out there, to store it and to pay for the bandwidth and everything else. All of those of you listening on the stream or on the Jazz 90.1 app can pledge online. If you're pledging outside the show times, please put 4 sound bites in the comments. But we need your pledge. We need your help. We need your support. This station needs to stay on the air. There's only a half a dozen of these kinds of stations left in the world, and there's only one that runs sound bites. Mm-hmm. And you can help us stay on the air by making that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And Gerd, who had pledged earlier, had a question about partitions on his Mac. Just like we mentioned for the previous caller under Windows, you can partition your hard drive and install a different OS. A lot of people that are running into Lion compatibility issues, if you have old programs that don't work under Lion, you can make a partition and put Snow Leopard on it, or you can make a partition and put Windows on it. And the Disk Utility program, which is in the Utilities folder in the Applications folder, is where you see the partitions on your hard drive and where you can change the partitions on your hard drive and add additional partitions. Some people also like putting their documents on one partition and their operating system on a different partition. That way you can back up just your documents partition very easily.
But that's the thing. I had another client. Yeah, here is the thing, folks. I had another client.
That's a partition. A partition is still one hard drive.
Partition is one. Because she goes, well, can you get my data back? The hard drive is dead. Yeah, but it was backing up. Yes, you had, because she goes, it was C and D. I go, yes, exactly. It was the D partition. You only had one physical hard drive in there. Well, why'd they have me doing that? I says, I don't know.
It's better than no backup at all, but it's almost a false security. Because if your hard drive fails, you lose everything on all the partitions.
Right. People, we've got an emergency here. A friend of the show, Chris Reich, who's in the FNET IRC chat on Octothorpe Soundbites, has threatened if we don't get pledges, we'll have to bring Chris back. God knows nobody wants that. So please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And naturally, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org and make Rob Linton work on a Saturday afternoon.
And we got to beat the polka guys.
Beat the polka guys. We're so close. Please, people, please give us a call. All it takes is one quick 2-minute phone call, and we would have you helping us to beat the polka guys. They deserve to be roundly thumped, and this is our chance to do it. All we need is for you to. I can't tell you how excited I am about the possibility that we could beat them. I'm inordinately pleased. I don't get it. It's like I'm a kid at Christmas.
I can't hear.
Sorry. I don't care.
Next week would be so sweet that we could come in and just sit there and gloat. Because
we only made 400, we made 420 or 450.
Yeah. You know what?
Or 500, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I mean, just to come in here and say, hey, guys, how much was it that you bought next week?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, we beat you.
Yeah, exactly. We need your help to do that. That's you folks. And you know, it's fun to talk about beating the polka guys, and it's fun to rib Chris, but the reality is you are who keeps this station on the air. And let me take this opportunity to thank those of you who are members, because it's you people, it is your generosity, it is your willingness to step up that keeps this show and this station on the air every single week. And it can't be said too often. And we'd like to thank renewing member, that's probably Margaret. Steve is taking them so fast, he can't write. We want to thank you for your generous pledge. We very much appreciate it. And Margaret is the newest member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families, and we very, very much thank her for that pledge.
She said she had to call for her husband because he vowed never to speak to you again. Because you got an Android phone before he did.
Well, Mr. Margaret's husband, thank you so much for your deep and abiding hatred of me because I have my Android phone before you did. But you should know I have the oldest Android phone, the original Droid, and I'm not up for renewal for an upgrade until...
next year?
No. Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th.
Oh. Oh, but
so I'm looking at the Nexus Galaxy S and Galaxy 2,
okay.
And I'm really looking at the Motorola Razr. Both look like pretty hot
Ooh.
Phones. So the Razr 2,
look
I guess.
Look at
it
you!
Is. But Margaret, you can tell your husband that if he's got an Android phone of any sort that isn't the original one, he's got me beat by a good country mile because
even mine's newer than yours.
Exactly, it's an old phone.
I still remember that day at the Soho show, you getting that camera. You were, talk about a deer struck, you know, in the headlights. You were just, look at this.
I couldn't take my hands off it. All the cool things you can do.
Oh, and you're petting it.
Well, and now you know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, you do. Listen, we're going to take a break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. You can make that call and bring us up in to beat the polka guys. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Now it's about the intro music. I get it. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I have fun with it.
Exactly. You know,
he's actually put some good stuff in there.
Yeah, he has. And at 44 minutes past the hour, we are Soundbites. We want to thank Roger for his generous donation. Thank you, the newest member of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families. How did Roger become a member of the Soundbites family? Why, it was extremely easy. All he did was call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. He could also have called 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, he could have pledged securely online at jazz901.org. I am thrilled and delighted that you folks are stepping up to the plate and becoming members of this station and part of the Soundbites family. We can beat the polka guys if we all work together, and we can bring this to a successful conclusion. We still need just one person to call in $18,000 as a legitimate and serious pledge. And we also have, who's we got on the line? Is that? I don't know. Who's this?
Hello? It's me. It's George.
George, where are you calling from?
Greece.
George from Greece. What can we do for you, George?
I've heard you describe the instructions to go in and determine how much RAM is built into the computer.
Ah.
But is there a way to determine how much of that RAM is actually being used at any given time?
All of it.
all of it. So that's why there's never room for anything more.
Well, it's and backing up half a stack, one of the pledgers pointed out that on Windows 7, it's not called My Computer anymore. It's just Computer.
Yeah.
It's harder to find. Both Windows and Mac use dynamic memory allocation that programs can get as much RAM as they ask for, up to all of the RAM in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So having more and more RAM in your computer lets the programs run faster and run better. Now, I know on the Macintosh there is a memory map that tells you how much is used and how much is... There's wired, active, and used.
Right.
Isn't that all used?
It's all used, exactly. Exactly. But the reality is that in general, the programs fill the allotted RAM space, as much space as you have. If you add more programs, then, yeah, absolutely, you add a little more squeeze into the RAM. But if you've got 4 gigs, 8 gigs, you don't have to really worry too much about that.
On the Macintosh, it's an activity monitor that shows you your memory usage. And in Windows, I'm pretty sure it's in the task manager that shows you what processes are running and your memory allocation.
Oh,
so right now on my computer, Flash is using 70% of my CPU.
Yep.
That's what Flash does.
Which is why Steve Jobs hated Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, you can find it out. It's pretty easy.
And where is it again for the...
In the task manager. So if you control alt delete, one of the options will be go to the task manager.
Mm-hmm.
And that shows you all of the running tasks in your computer, all the processes, the different things that Windows runs, and shows you how much of the processor each task is using and how much memory each task is using.
Okay. Well, I hear you fellows talk about always getting more RAM, which I understand the reasoning. Except that for those of us that aren't working with high-powered programs, the question comes up then, well, why not operate with the minimum amount of RAM?
You can. It depends on how patient you are.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be high-powered program. You've got your word processor, and you've got your email, and you've got your web browser. Those are three very common programs to run. If you're running with 1 or 2 gigs of RAM, each program can only run a little bit of itself in memory. So switching between them is slower. Using them at all is a little bit slower than if you had more memory for each program to use.
So if I only plan to have one program operating at a time, usually, then it still uses all of the RAM.
Pretty much,
but you never do only have one program running at a time because the operating system has dozens and dozens of programs running behind the scene. Right now, I'm looking at my Mac. I have 108 processes that have spawned 572 threads. So my computer is doing 573 things at the same time right now.
You know, when you look at Windows and it says, you know, there's a minimum amount of RAM needed and a recommended amount of RAM, the minimum means you'll run. The recommended means you'll run and be happy with it, but the more programs you want to run or the bigger programs, then you still need yet more RAM. I mean, I've got an old machine that's only got 16 meg of RAM in it, and I can run that with a small version of Linux, and I have, and it's kind of fun, but it's not something that I'm going to be doing any real work on.
And even if that one program you're running is a web browser, that web browser probably has dozens of things on the web page of graphics and videos and animations and JavaScripts, and the more memory you have, the more efficiently it can run. That's why we're seeing most computers these days have a minimum of 4 gigs in them. And that's a pretty good amount to start with for Windows and 1 or 2 programs at the same time.
Right, if you're running 32-bit Windows, that's the maximum you can have. If you're running 64-bit Windows, you don't have to worry about the maximum.
Okay, but now let me take this discussion one step further. I'm not being argumentative with your recommendation, but if I put 4 gigs in and the programs all start using it, you tell me that it's all being used, then what is it that runs faster?
Everything.
Why does anything run faster?
Well, here's the deal. When you have too little RAM and you're trying to run too much stuff, whether it's one big program or a bunch of little programs, they have to swap out to disk because they can't all fit in memory at the same time.
No, I understand that.
Disk is ridiculously slow. If you have all of that stuff running in RAM, even if it's filling RAM, it's all in RAM, so there's no swapping to disk, so it's much faster.
And you look at a program like, you know, say Microsoft Word, it's probably a couple of gigs just for itself.
Right, and if you load all that in, you don't have to wait for the spelling checker, you don't have to wait for the grammar checker, you don't have to wait for fonts to load, you don't have to wait for styles to load. It all happens instantaneously because you've got enough RAM for that.
It's Word.
Instantaneously-ish. Because you've got enough room for that stuff to run.
Well, I think you hit upon the troublesome program that I run, and that is the Internet Explorer. And lots of times it seems to be
it's
very
a pig.
Sluggish.
Yeah.
It's a pig.
Especially with different plugins loaded. I mentioned Flash earlier. Flash is a pig itself with the amount of memory it wants to run, the amount of processor power it takes away from your computer. It's just sort of all of that combined together can add up to being sluggish. And there's something we call memory leak that programs, when they're running, they don't release the memory back to the system the way they're supposed to all the time. And that usually that's when Windows crashes, and you can start over again, and you have a fresh memory map.
George, we've got one other person on the line. I'd like to get them in if we could.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George. And I want to thank Joe from Fairport and Joe from Rochester, both of whom are members of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 families, and we'd like to thank them for their generous pledges. We really appreciate all of you who have stepped up. Our next caller is...
Mike.
Hi, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cheektowaga.
How are things in lovely Cheektowaga?
Beautiful day. Speaking of which, first question, do you have any thoughts of syndicating your show with WBFO out of Buffalo?
We would be honored and delighted to do that. All somebody has to do is make contact with Rob Linton, who's the station manager here, and I'm sure they would be happy to set that up. We'd be delighted to do that. We'd be honored to do that.
Well, I will make some phone calls at WBFO and see if I can possibly make that happen.
We have some other listeners in the Buffalo area, too.
Far away from you guys. Here's my technical question. I'm trying to do port forwarding on a Netgear router for a camera system. And Samsung camera system tells me that Roadrunner, who is my carrier, is trying to block some ports. I was online with a Tier 3 level technician with Time Warner, and they say they do not block any ports. When I set up the port forwarding for specific ports in the Netgear router, using like a PC checker tool for port forwarding, nothing will port forward. I can't even ping my router from outside my internal network.
Well, one of the things you could do is put those ports. Netgear routers also have something called a DMZ.
Which basically forwards all ports to a single IP address. That can be dangerous because then any traffic will go to that computer.
There's also the fact that they may be port forwarding on and taking up your entire IP address. Generally speaking, when you're going to do something along those lines, it's often helpful to have a second IP address and use that one for the other stuff. So you might ask them about that. I don't know. I know that you can buy them. I don't know what they cost, but you might ask to buy it for a month, say, and see if you can make it work, because that may be the problem. If you've only got one IP address, you may not be able to do what you want to do, although you should. Why do you need to forward a port instead of just using those ports? I mean,
my understanding is the way the DVR software works, it forwards the port to a Samsung server. So then if you're on an iPhone or Android phone, you log into the Samsung server with a specific web address, and part of it is your machine's actual ISP, and then you can view your cameras from away from home.
Right, but
that Samsung server has to be inside your home on your local network. That's what port forwarding does.
Okay, I'm just trying to follow their instructions.
Right, but I don't know that you need to do port forwarding as much as you just need to open up that port on...
Well, is that Samsung server in your house?
No,
then you don't want to do port forwarding. You might want to do IP forwarding.
Right. They may be giving you the wrong terminology. You may just have to open up that port to the Samsung server.
Okay.
Which would be an entirely different thing from port forwarding.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, and let us know.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. That's it. Let me run down the list. I want to thank Pat, Jerry, Chatlin, Mark, Marcia, Edward, Dale, Wayne, Gerd, Joel, Linda, Stephen, Brad, and Diane, Timothy, Margaret, Roger, Joe, and Joe for your extremely generous donations. I am thrilled and delighted to say that we didn't just beat the polka guys. We kicked their butts. So thank you so much. See you next week on Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Here are the club calendar highlights for